And now, here are the three reasons of why the Lord washed the disciples' feet. And keep this in mind as we deal with it. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Now, I wish I had time to deal with that a little more thoroughly, but let me just call your attention to several things. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he did it in view of the fact because he knew the time was coming that he was going to depart out of this world. Now, that's important to see because his ministry would continue after he went back to heaven of washing the feet of his own. And the very interesting thing here is that he takes the place of a servant. And there are those today that like to say that he's relinquished that place of a servant. Well, he's identified himself with his people, and today he still washes the feet of his disciples. Now notice, first of all, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world. What world? Well, this civilization that we're in, this civilization that's under judgment, this civilization that's anti-God and anti-Christ, this civilization that's in rebellion against God. He's leaving this world. And what he's doing in view of that fact. Keep that in mind now. The second reason is this. He was departing out of this world unto the Father. Now, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them right on through to the very end. Actually, what we have here is this, that what he did it because he loved his own, and he loved them right on through to the very end. Friends, he died down here to save us. He lives up yonder to keep us saved. We have a wonderful Savior, and he loves us right on through to the very end. Now, the third reason, and supper being ended. Actually, literal here is, the supper was in progress. The Passover supper, they were celebrating it. Right in the midst of it, why, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. The Lord Jesus, you see, did this because there was an uninvited guest in the upper room. And that uninvited guest was Satan. He entered it. We speak, as I said a moment ago, 13 men went in that upper room. 13 persons. There was another person there, making it 14. I think he didn't like the fact that 13 was an unlucky number, so Satan decided he'd come to that place. Oh, there's several wonderful things here. By the way, that number 13 we don't think is superstitious. We think it's scriptural. It should have been just 13 in the upper room, but the devil came in making it 14. Now, will you notice, he entered into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. And you know, the washing took place because of that, because others were affected by it. And you know, the devil today gets into Christian works, he gets into churches, and people get soiled and dirty. And the Lord wants to wash them, and he'll have to wash them, as we shall see, if you're to have fellowship with him.